This goes to Crystal Morrissey, MORRISSEYPAC, fax 989-875-5023. And to Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989, and they'll fill the rest in, regarding Jean, J-E-A-N, Otto, O-T-T-O. Date of birth is May 15th of 1951. Dear Crystal and Dr. Alkiek, this is a face-to-face auto, a follow-up visit for Mrs. Otto with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was December 6th of 2021. Since that time, she had a second ablation done in Midland by Dr. Islam, and that was in April of this year. She's still very short of breath after her ablation and is hoping that that's going to get better. She was told it may take as long as 3 months before she starts feeling less short of breath and better. She is scheduled to have pulmonary function testing done this week also. She's been tested for COVID-19 multiple times and always has had negative results. She is going to have another Moderna COVID-19 vaccination soon. She's going to schedule an appointment to get that done. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current chest pain or palpitations, but she has chronic dyspnea on exertion, none currently at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms, urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, she was started on A-M like Mary, I-O-D like David, A-R-O-N like November, E. 200 milligram once daily. She's anticoagulated with Xarelto, X-A-R-E-L-T-O, 20 milligram daily. I'd like to highlight the Torsemide, 10 milligram daily. Lisinopril is 10 milligram daily also, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, her weight is 233 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 118 over 72. Pulse is 90, oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no JVD. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, and does not appear to be an atrial fib at this time. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, obese, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, she has edema of the lower extremities, 1 to 2 plus in bilateral ankle area. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 17th of 2022, and creatinine was slightly higher than previous levels at 1.6. Previous levels were between 1.3 and 1.4. She had a microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 72. 1.6 estimated GFR is 32. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.5. Albumin is 4.4. Hemoglobin 13.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Also normal liver enzymes. Magnesium level was 1.9. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with the slightly higher creatinine level, no symptoms, and that level was done at the time of her second ablation. That does need to be rechecked. Hypertension, well-controlled, diabetic nephropathy, and chronic shortness of breath on exertion. The patient will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months. We've asked her to get those done within the next 2 to 3 weeks. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.